Tehillim, Perek Kuf Aleph, the 101st chapter. LeDavid Mizmor, Chesed Umishpat Ashira, Lecha Adonai Azamera. David HaMelech says, when you do Chesed with me, I sing your praise. When you do Mishpat, you take me to task, I still sing your praise. Be it Chesed Ashira, be it Mishpat Ashira. That is the greatness of David HaMelech. What does David HaMelech say in Hallel? Kos Yeshuot Esa uveshem Hashem Ekra, right? And David HaMelech also says, David HaMelech Omer, Kos Yeshuot Esa, Kshesh Li Taishua uveshem Hashem Ekra. David HaMelech says, when I have Yeshua, I have salvation, I call on Hashem's name. But David HaMelech also says, in the same chapter, Tzara v'yagonim tza, when I have a situation where I'm oppressed, when I have a situation where I'm in sorrow, uveshem Hashem Ekra, the same term I call Hashem's name. I'm consistent. Whether things are good or things are bad, I call Hashem's name. So here David HaMelech sums it up in our Perek Kuf Aleph, in our 101st chapter. David HaMelech says, Chesed u'mishpat, be it God is doing chesed with me, extra kindness, be it God is doing mishpat with me, God is taking me to task, taking me to, for what I deserve. Ashira, I give song to Hashem. Lecha Hashem azameira, it is to you Hashem that I sing my song. So we have different songs for different occasions. If God forbid one loses a relative, he says, Baruch Dayan Emet. If one makes a ton of money, he makes a Shech Yonu. It's two different songs. But nonetheless, it's a song for Hashem. Pasuk Bet. Askila bederech tamim matai tavo elai et halech betom levavi bekerev beiti. David HaMelech says, I give my heart, I give my thought, bederech tamim, to stick to the way that's whole. Now that's not an easy thing to do. Askila, David HaMelech says, I give it thought, I study it to find the whole path. Matay tavo elai, when will you come to me, Hashem? I try to figure out the path to get to you. Yet at the same time, I look to you and I say, when will you come to me? Etalech betom levavi, I continue, I go the path with a whole heart, bekerev beiti, within my heart. Now, Rashi says, Pshat in the Pasuk is like this. I am studying and trying to figure out, bederech tamim, what is the whole path? Matay tavo elai, when will I attain that whole path? When will I figure it out, David HaMelech says. I'm working so hard to figure it out. Matay tavolai, when will it come to me? This realization, what is really the whole path? Etalech betom levavi, and then I will merit to go with a whole heart, to be whole with you, bekerev beiti, even inside my house where no one's looking. We all know when other people are looking, we're more pious. Someone's standing there, suddenly we shuckle a little bit more in our Shemona Esrei. So David HaMelech says, I want to attain that whole path, that my heart will be whole with you, and even in the inside, deep in my house, I will be betom levavi, I will be with a whole heart with you. Pasuk Gimel. Lo ashit leneged einai divar b'liyal aso seitim saneti lo yidbak bi. David HaMelech says, I won't look at things that are wicked. Lo ashit leneged einai devar b'liyal. I won't focus on something that doesn't have the yoke of heaven upon it. I won't put my heart on things that are wicked. Associating, doing things that are off the path of Hashem, things that are off from the service of Hashem. Saneti, I hate it. lo yidbak bi, and as such, it doesn't cling to me, nothing of that sort. Now you walk the street, there are all kinds of things in the street. The question is, where's our heart? One try with this? Try. Your hand won't tire. Kaha. So David HaMelech says, I don't let things that are wicked stay opposite my eyes. I don't place opposite me things that are wicked. Sometimes we allow things that are wrong to stay there. So a person that has something that's improper, so they gave it to him for free, or however it got into his possession, he leaves it there and he keeps saying, I won't use it, I won't look at it, I won't deal with it. No. David HaMelech says, I don't leave it opposite my eyes. And I am on the level that I hate doing things that are sitim, that are soteh, that are off the path of Hashem. And once I'm on the level that I hate it, that my feelings are really against it, then it doesn't have room to cling to me. Pasuk Dalet. Levav ikesh yasu mimeni. Ra lo eida. A heart that's crooked. Ikesh means crooked. A heart that's crooked, or someone who has a crooked heart, moves away from me. He sees he can't be with me. And those that are wicked, so I don't befriend them. Ra, a person who is bad, Loida, I don't befriend him. I don't know him in the sense I don't connect with him. Now, when a person is really a straight person, so people who are not straight, well, they realize they have no business being with him. They're not interested in building a relationship with him. Milashni vaseiter reyehu oto atzmit. Geva einayim uchav levav oto lo uchal melashni vaseiter reyehu. Even though there's a break there, there's a psik, Chazal read the words together. The way the trap goes, the way the tune goes, really melashni vaseiter is separate. He who speaks in hiding about his friend, him, David HaMelech says, I destroy. If you have someone who, behind his friend's back, he speaks badly about him, I destroy him. I want to have nothing to do with him, and I don't want to give him any room for success. I cut him down to size. Gevai naim, someone whose eyes are high, he's hori. Uchav levav, a person who's got a wide heart, which is a reference to a person who's always looking for the material goods. With him I can't stand being. I can't stand people like that. I despise people like that and I stay away from them. So Chazal said this pasuk is a reference to a lot of different things. Chazal darshan this pasuk. Chazal said about a person who says Lashon Hara. Hashem says, I can't stand being with such a person. Chazal say a person who's hori. Hashem says, there's no room in the world for the two of us. There are a lot of drushes Chazal say about this pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Einai b'ne'emnei eretz lashevet imadi holech bederech tamim hu yesharetaini. My eyes, einai, where do they look? If I said I'm not interested in those that are crooked, I'm not interested in those that are evil, I'm not interested in those that speak badly about their friends, who do I look for? Who do I befriend? My eyes look for the guy who is ne'emnei eretz. They're the trusty people in the land. I want to befriend them, lashevet imadi, that they should sit by me, to sit with me. Holech bederech tamim, a person who goes in a whole path, hu yesharetaini, that's the person who I take, he should serve me. Even with my servants, I'm careful, they should be people who are whole. Lo yeshev bekerev beiti, osei remiya דובר שקרים לא ייכון לנגד עיניי. I don't let someone who is deceitful sit in my house. I don't let someone who is a liar stay in my house. I don't let him stay opposite my eyes, David HaMelech says. He doesn't have room to stand firm when I see him. לבקרים עצמית כל רישי הארץ להחריט מאיר אדוני כל פועלי אבן. לבקרים literally means to the mornings. Morning after morning, I cut down the wicked of the land. A little bit. Each day, David HaMelech says, I make a little bit of headway against the wicked. And the Targum here has a different explanation. The Targum says this is a reference to the world to come that is compared to the light of the morning. Then I will be able to cut down all the wicked in the land, to cut them down from Jerusalem, the city of Hashem. All the liars will be cut away from the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a city of truth. Zion b'mishpat tifadeh. Yerushalayim is a city that can't stand liars. But the simple understanding is, morning after morning I cut down the wicked of the land to cut away from the city of Hashem those that do evil. That's a simple understanding. David HaMelech says slowly, Every morning I do the best I can, but morning after morning I make more headway. I do my job quickly, but until I get it done, it takes time. So what did we see in this chapter? David HaMelech said, I sing to Hashem about this balance of chesed u'mishpat. However Hashem deals with me, I sing to Hashem. I look for a path that's whole. I don't let those that are unfair, that are liars, that speak badly about their friends behind their back, that are haughty, that are materialistic, I don't let them stay with me. I don't go with those that are off the path of God. I look for those that are trustworthy. I look for those that go in a whole path. With them I connect. They're the ones I take into my home. They're the ones I take as servants. I won't let someone stay in my house if I know he's a liar. Quite the contrary. Morning after morning, I'm busy cutting off the wicked from the land to remove from the city of Hashem those that do evil. And the question here is, according to Rashi's interpretation, what is the connection between the whole chapter and the first verse, where David HaMelech says, I sing to Hashem, be it when He does kindness with me, be it when He does justice with me. And possibly, David HaMelech is saying with that right, this is my own interpretation, that it could be David HaMelech introduces the chapter with that verse, because David HaMelech is saying, that's my right to take on those that are evil. By what right am I taking them on? Aside from the fact that I keep trying to be honest, I recognize that there has to be justice in the world. And I sing to my Creator not only when He does things that are sweet to me, but even when He does justice with me. And by the same token, I recognize that my job is to maintain justice. Well, if my job is to maintain justice, I have to keep just people around me, and I have to take care to remove the evildoers from God's city. And I assume it's the God's city is the beginning, and the rest of the country is the continuation, even though it doesn't say that.